This is the Ketzer of the Sicha of Parshas Bechukaisai in Chelek Chav Beis on page 166. The Rebbe begins with the Pasuk in this week's Parsha where it says, V'hoya asoda b'tzeise b'yoyvel kodesh l'ashem k'stei acherim l'koyen t'yachuzasai. What this Pasuk is speaking about is a Yid that was makdish, his steyachuzah, and it remained in the possession of Hekdesh or someone else redeemed it. And then Yovel comes, what's done with it is, by Yovel it's released and given to the Kayanim. And the Pasik, and this says, sorry, the Gemara in the end of Erechim, that is, says that the fact that the Pasik says, Kizdei Acherim LaKayin Tiyachuzasai, we learn out from this, that a Kayin that has a Steicherim. Steicherim is a property that a Yid was Machim. He used specifically an expression of Hareza Cherim, and then that's a property that goes to a Kayin. Now, the Kayin has this property in his possession, and he is makdish this. And he says, look, since when Yovel comes, it gets released to Kayanim, so let it go to me. If when a Yid is makdish, and when Yovel comes, it goes to Kayanim, now that I'm a Kayanim and I'm being makdish it, when Yovel comes, it should just go to me, not to all Kayanim. So we learn out from the Pasuk that Kizdei Acherim LaKayin Tiyachuzasai, that no, when Hekdesh comes, even if he redeemed it from Hekdesh, it doesn't go to him. It goes to all the Kayanim. The Rambam paskins based on this Gemara. Koyin shayisulay stei cherem shezocha ba'acha yovel. A koyin that has a stei cherem, and how did he get it? After yovel. Ve'achrima. And he declared it to be cherem. Harei zu muchremes, the cherem takes effect. And v'yotzelecha v'koyinim, it goes to the brothers, the koyinim. Shanema la'koyin tiyachuzasai. And we learn from this pasuk melamed, shezdei charma iloi, kizdei achuzel yisrael, that the stei cherem of the Kayin is like the Stei Achuzah of a Yid, Shemechinima, Himuchremes Miyad. If he declares it to be Cherem, it becomes Cherem immediately. So the Minchas Chinuch here asks on the Rambam that what the Rambam is saying is very difficult to understand. In the Gemara it says, a Kayin has a Stei Cherem. And again, a Stei Cherem is a property that a Yid gave to a Kayin by just declaring it Cherem. It becomes the Kayin's. Now the Gemara says that the Kayin could then be Makdish just to Hektish if he wishes. The Rambam says, Ve'echrima, that the Kayin is going to declare it also to be a Cherem. And then it goes to his brothers, the Kayin. Question is, there's a clear Mishnah in Erechim that says that a Kayin cannot be Machrim. A Kayin, whether he has Karkois, Mataltalin, he cannot be Machrim anything. So how is the Rambam saying that a Kayin is being Machrim? Further, the Rambam says that the Kayin got to stay Cherem after Yovel. Why after Yovel? A Kayin gets to stay Cherem anytime a Yid decides to give a Kayin a stay Cherem. What does it also mean also when the Rambam says, you declared it Cherem, the Kayin that is, declared it Cherem, it becomes Cherem immediately. The Gemara never says such a thing. The Gemara just talks about the fact that if a Kayin is Makdish a property, that after Yovel, it won't go to this Kayin, it'll go to all the Kayinim. So where is the source of the Rambam? What is the Rambam saying here? So regarding this that the Rambam says after Yovel, so the Mefarshim say that there's really 2 points the Rambam is saying here. There's one case where he got this property from a Yid as a Stei Cherem. Another case is where he got it after Yovel. This is a property that a Yid was Makdish, and when Yovel comes, it gets released to Kayanim. Okay, but the question still though is, that Rambam, you see, is highlighting specifically Stei Cherem, that a Kayan gets a Stei Cherem, as he says in the end, Stei Char Mailoi, that this Stei Cherem is his. What does he mean by that? So regarding the main question here, the Rambam seems to be saying a halacha that's against the Mishnah that says that a Kayin cannot be Machrim. And the Rambam says that a Kayin has a Stei Cherem in his possession that he got from a Yid, or a property that he got from after Yovel, and he could be Machrim. Where does the Rambam take this from? So the point here is that you could say that according to the Rambam, this Isser, or this the fact that there's not a possibility for a Kayin to be Machrim, is not a halacha regarding the Gavra, that a Kayin, when he uses this language of Cherem, it does not take effect no matter what. It's halacha regarding the heftza of the property. As you see clearly from the Lashon of the Rambam, he switches from the Lashon of the Mishnah, which says, HaKayinim V'alevim Emachrimim. The Rambam writes, Karkai Metaltlin Shokayinim. You can't be a Machrim then. The point is, you can say, seemingly, that the whole idea that a Kayin does not have the ability to be Machrim the property is because the Pasuk says that the Ebeshit gave it to them as an Achuz HaSaylam. It's a gift as an Achuz HaSaylam. So if so, you could say, if this is not from those cities that the Ebeshter gave the Kayin and Levim as an Achuz HaSaylam, but it's a Stei Cherem that the Kayin has that he got as a gift from a Yid, maybe that the Torah does allow a Kayin to be Machrim, to give away to other Kayinim. That would be the Pshat in the Rambam, why the Rambam says that this is an exception. But it's pretty clear from the Lashon of the Rambam that this is not what he means. The Rambam does not say that any property that a Kohen got is a gift from a Yid, and it's not the stay achuzah that the Eibishter gave him in the cities of the Levim, he could be machram. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, because it's stay charmoy, because this is a field that he got as a stay cheder from a Yid, therefore he could be machram it like a Yid can. What is the meaning of this? Why is that? How is that an explanation why it should be an exception? B'chlal, we see that the Rambam, the drasha, the hekesh of stei cherem to stei achuzah, the Rambam says completely different than the Gemara. The Gemara is using this hekesh to say that when Yovel comes and the property leaves from hekesh, it goes to the Kayanim, and that includes also when a Kayan was machrim, a Kayan had a stei cherem and he was makdish. The Rambam says a completely different drasha, that the Kayan that owns this property of a stei cherem, it's similar to a stei achuzah that a Yid owns. What is this drasha? What is this similarity that the Rambam is darshaning here from the Pasuk? So the point here to explain all of this is based on what the Chinuch says to explain exactly what is this unique hektish that comes about through cheirem. A person uses the term cheirem, it really comes in a situation where a person gets angry, a person's under duress, and he uses the term cheirem, which is a negative language, where a person says, I don't want this, take it away from me. And the Chinuch says, Ayid, everything he has belongs to Hashem because every single Yid is an Eved Hashem. And therefore, whatever Kol Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbah, it all belongs to the Eibishter, which is blessed and belongs to the Eibishter, and it's not under the rulership of Kechavim and Mazalas like the Gayim. And therefore, if you decide to give your property, take it out of the Rishus of the Eibishter by a curse, it won't work. However, because your intention was to remove your ownership of it, the Torah says, what will happen is it will become Hektish and it will go back to the Eibishter. But by Kayanim, what they own belongs completely to the Eibishter. Kayanim that work for the Eibishter and the Beis HaMikdash, their properties is like in the house of Hashem. It's mamish belongs to the Eibishter. Therefore, the term Chayim, which is negative, to take it out of the blessing and the goodness of the Eibishter, will not work. It does not apply. Now, what is the Chinuch really saying here? What the Chinuch is saying is that true, the actual effect of the word Chayim that a person uses is not the negative effect that the term Chayim means. It's Kedusha. That takes effect, that when you say cheirem, it now belongs to the kayanim. But it is triggered by this term, that by the shem cheirem that the person said. So therefore, only by a yid, where the property itself is not in the possession of Hashem. It's in the possession of the yid. Elamai, because a yid is owned by Hashem, because kol mashakana avad kana rabbi, so the property by extension is also. But the property in itself belongs to the yid. So the term cheirem that has to trigger this kedusha can apply to this field. Therefore, the Kedusha will take effect. By the Kayan, though, because the field is l'chatchila completely in the Rishos of Hashem, there's no relation of the negative term of Chedem that could trigger anything regarding this field. So based on this, we could say, this is all true when it comes to a property that the Kayan owns from a stei achuzah that he got as an inheritance. This is a property that's always in the Rishos of the Kayan, and therefore the negative term of Chedem cannot apply to it. However, any property that a Kohen got that came, originated from a Yid, whether it's a stei cheirem that a Yid himself was machrim. So we see that the term cheirem was able to apply to this property. Or a field that he got that after Yovel that was distributed to the Kohenim also originated from a Yid. Over here, because there is a certain aspect of the field that the term cheirem could apply to it, even when it's now in the possession of the Kohen, the term cheirem that a Kohen would say to be machrim would take effect. That is the chiddush of the Rambam is saying here, based on the reason of this halacha. And that's how the Rambam is dashing the pasuk that we learn out, that the chiddush of the Rambam here is, that even though the Mishnah says that a Kohen cannot be machrim any of his properties, that's only the properties that he owns from the beginning. The negative term of cheirem can't apply to it. Not these properties that he got from a Yid, that the negative term of cheirem can apply to a certain aspect of it, and therefore it'll take effect. That's why the Rambam is highlighting over here, stei charmoy. It's the fact that it's a field that already has the term cheirem related to it, so therefore the Kohen could also be machrim it now, again, after he got it from the Yid. And the Rambam takes this from the Maskana of the Gemara in the end of Erchin that says the drasha in this way, that we compare the stei cheirem of a Yid to the stei achuzah of a Kohen, that is, to the stei achuzah of a Yid, that the term cheirem could relate to this karka, and therefore the cheirem will take effect. Now the chiddush here is that based on this reason of the halacha that a kohen cannot be machrim usually, we make a distinction. When the reason doesn't apply, he could be machrim. This is something unique because usually you can't be mechadash a reason of a halacha, and then based on this reason, bring an actual nafkamina that sometimes halacha applies, sometimes not. But by erechin, and by charamim, and hagdashis, it does apply. Because when it comes to all these various different ways of being makdish things, we see that this all depends on the tam and seichel of the evaluating and assessing what the person's intention was, or whether logically it makes sense that this is included in what he wanted to be makdish, or what he is being makdish or not. As we see from many halachas by Erech and Charam and the way you evaluate things, and as you see from the very first Mishnah in Masechta Erech, where it talks about the mufla samoch le'ish that has enough das to be machrim, and therefore he can be machrim. Therefore, over here as well, this drasha that we learn how to compare stei charmai to stei achuzasei v'yid teaches us a new halacha that this is not just a gzeris akosov, that a kohen can't be machrim. It's a din based on a reason, and when that reason doesn't apply, then the kohen could be machrim. That's what we learn out from here. Now we could connect all this to a story of Rav Hillel Paritzer that wanted to meet Alter Rebbe, and he was once in a place where he was hiding. Alter Rebbe came into the room, and Alter Rebbe commented even before Rav Hillel Paritzer saw the Alter Rebbe as a younger man. Hot akash in erichin dafe zich meirich zayn. Frier zich meirich zayn. If you have a question on Masechta Erichin, Rav Hillel Paritzer had prepared a question to ask the Alter Rebbe on Masechta Erichin. So if you have a question on this Masechta, you should first evaluate yourself. And this was Rav Hillel's life, that he was very mahadir and very careful in mitzvahs and all kinds of things in a very unusual manner. But the thing is, though, Rav Hillel was known as a oivid, as a very a serving Hashem at a very high level. He wasn't known to be as a maskil nifla. Seemingly, the union of erichin, as you mentioned before, is all focusing on the seichel and tam vidas, on a person's evaluating and understanding. However, the point here is, Alter Rebbe told him daf zich meirich zayn, which means that if you start looking into yourself and look closely and analyze yourself, you'll come to realize your shortcomings, and you'll realize that the main aveda is not seichel, your main aveda is kabbalah seichel, to dedicate yourself to Hashem. And therefore, when one follows the cheirem, the way it's described here at the end of the Masechta, which is it's fully dedicated to the Eibishter, and as the halacha by cheirem is, when you're machrim asada that then goes to the kainim, it can't be redeemed, unlike all the other hektish that could. This is a full dedication to the Eibishter, like it was in the life of Rav Hillel, that was totally kodesh, and everything he did, his body knew on its own exactly what it has to do for Hashem. So then a person is makdish, everything he owns, not only his physical possessions, but all his keiches that he has, and definitely the words, talking about cheirem, which is not so positive, but the person's words should be only positive and holy. And then he brings only goodness and shefa and bracha to himself. When a person elevates himself to be like the kainim and the levim and the beis hamikdash and becomes kodesh kadoshim for the eibishter, and then all his nechassim and definitely his family is only all bracha, chesed and toiv, and the eibishter gives a yid, bona, chayim, ezayna, revicha, vihiratzen, that this should be so for all b'nei Yisrael b'chol makam sheheim.